It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. Dustin Hawkinsmith and Greg Pickle here. We talk some spring football in the previous segment. You can check out at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. I wanted to, Greg, get your thoughts on guys who are in position to take the next step, you know, as part of the spring football discussion. We'll see some of that. I think we'll really start to hear it starting as we lead into the blue-white game just a little bit more. And a lot of times, you know, if James Franklin is singing a guy's praise, it usually is a pretty good sign.
Yeah.
I think he doesn't sing a guy's praise unless he feels like the guy can handle it. So you've seen it in the past with a guy like Kevin Givens, for example, and there's a bunch more that we've heard. So let's give our own breakout picks. With Penn State in a better position with its roster, there's a lot more names who are in position to do it. Whether they do or not remains to be seen, but there's a lot of guys who are in position, especially on that defense where there's a bunch of holes to fill.
Right.
Opportunity is the big factor here, and usually you think about a young guy being a breakout guy. He's ready to take the next step. But how about a guy like Nick Scott? Because they had a little bit of history here of having a 1 or 2 year audition at safety turn into something big. And, you know, we ended the previous segment with the Troy Apke and Nick Scott comparison. I think the one thing about that I wouldn't have really guessed, especially as Troy Apke was a standout at the NFL Combine, is Nick Scott being a really good tester,
yeah,
too. If that's the case, a guy who went from running back briefly to cornerback to safety, has played a leadership role mostly as a special teamer. He's got all the experience. If he's got all the testing numbers too, you could be looking at a guy who can stabilize that position more than you thought. And maybe I'm guilty of doing this too, where you're thinking about your Garrett Taylors and your Aaron Monroes and your Lamont Wades at safety. Maybe Nick Scott can break out late in his career.
Maybe. I mean, I don't know.
You sound skeptical of James Franklin.
I am skeptical. Nick Scott's one of the best kids, I think, one of the best kids I ever covered. I mean, he's just a tremendous person, leader. He danced in Thon, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, this is a great, great kid. And maybe he will be that guy, but I'm just not sure about, you don't move positions that many times if you have one you think you're going to start at. Now, granted, he's aged over the years. Obviously, that brings experience with it and all that stuff. I don't know, Dustin. I'll be curious to see where Penn State goes with that position, because you have a couple things in play. You know, we've completely seemingly forgot about Aaron Monroe, and I think he's probably in play there. You know, John Patrician, Garrett Taylor. I mean, it's not to rule out Nick Scott. And Penn State, look, I probably said the same thing about Troy Apke last year and then Malik Golden the year before that. So we've seen Penn State do this where they go with the most reliable guys that they have. And maybe that is Nick Scott. Maybe it's not. I would wonder about his covering abilities. But at the end of the day, they'll pick the best two guys. I think probably, you know, the one thing that jumps out to me most is that you don't move Lamont Wade there, at least in my opinion, unless you're going to start him. I mean, because what's the point? You know, James Franklin says it's about creating competition, which tells me that he wasn't, you know, there's three guys. There were four guys there: Garrett Taylor, Aaron Monroe, John Patrician, Nick Scott, Jonathan Sutherland. There was enough guys there for the competition. It tells me that he was not happy with the level of competition and that therefore the level of play from those guys. So he moves Lamont Wade over there, saying that, hey, we have a pretty good look at the safety or the cornerback room, and we like where we stand. We need help at safety. So I don't know. I'm skeptical of what's there because of the fact that they had to move someone there to obviously, in all likelihood, fill a starting spot.
So I think a couple things here. Breakout is interesting in this in this context, because would you have said before Troy Apke ran a sub 4.40 that he broke out last year? I mean, I think you can make the case that he was underappreciated for what he did, but there wasn't a lot of spectacular play. You know, I don't think you could say that Troy Apke truly broke out. What he did was bring stability to a position that needed stability. And I think that going into this year, this spring, the position still needs stability. I think talent is not really an issue with all those guys. The other thing I think about the safety competition is the way that it might look, which I would bet money, if I had any at all, that Lamont Wade and Nick Scott are your starters at safety.
Sure, yeah.
But I think you could see an evolution of this position because you're going to play more than two guys, obviously. And the guys behind them are talented enough to think that from week one to week 12, 13, whatever, that the nature of the safety position has a chance to change.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that at all, Dustin. I think that you'll see really Penn State do a lot of different things as it relates to linebacker and as it relates to safety. And what they did with Marcus Allen, I don't think was a one-off or something. They're just going to, Brent Pry is going to just not do that anymore. I do think that you'll see a safety consistently in the box. And Nick Scott, and that's why Nick Scott, to your point, you know, from what I said earlier, that's why Nick Scott has a really good chance to win this job, because he might not have to go backwards that much. He might be going forward all the time. And if that's the case, then he might be the perfect candidate to start. And then obviously, like we said with Lamont Wade, they're not going to hand him the job. But again, really move him to not play him? I just doubt it.
Yeah, and I think those two are complementary in some respects. Lamont Wade will get physical. He'll come down to the box if you ask him to, but it probably makes more sense, just like Marcus Allen, where the guy is, you know, I don't mean any disrespect, but he's a little bit on the, a little bit stiffer. You know, he's not the turn and run with guys type safety. If that's Nick Scott, then you don't ask him to do something that's not really in his wheelhouse. So right. I think playing in the box might be more in his wheelhouse. It's the Keystone Kickoff Show. We are talking Penn State breakout candidates. We've only really mentioned one at this point. I think with the move of Lamont Wade, you have an obvious guy like Tariq Castro-Fields. That's not a new name for people. You got a glimpse of it this past season as a true freshman, which probably suggests what you need to know about him anyway. But you also see the way that he can run. He's a fluid athlete, and how long he is. I think he's really, at a pure ability standpoint, just a little better version of a guy like Christian Campbell, for example. They're both long, quick athletes. Tariq Castro-Fields has a chance to be better, which is saying something because Christian Campbell is also making a little name for himself in the NFL testing circuit.
How about it? I think that's a really good point. And it might not be fair, and you didn't ask me for my breakout pick, but I'm going to give one anyway, is I don't know if it's fair to pick him, but Imani Oruwariye. I mean, he is going – you mentioned the Castro-Fields looking like Campbell a little bit. Well, Imani's going into that Campbell role of being the starter because of need. So I think it'll be pretty interesting to see what he does with that opportunity. It's obviously clear that he's going to be the guy that starts. So I don't know. And John Reed obviously at the other spot. So I think that it should be good in terms of – what they're able to do with him, and then John Reed coming back as well is a big deal. Penn State secondary should be in good shape.
Yeah, I think you know, the ability to take the ball away is something that Penn State secondary hasn't always had. It was a focal point last year. You started to see some results. Oruwariye has that ability, that natural ability. Looking at the linebacker spots, there's Micah Parsons is obviously the big name to watch, but there's some other guys there who may or may not make their claim. I think Cam Brown, I'm really curious to see what happens with Cam Brown, because I remain a skeptic of him as a linebacker, and I will continue to be a skeptic of that until he proves on an every down basis that he can hang in there and do that job, just because it's not natural.
Right.
And I think Franklin is out in some respects to prove a point that guys, just because guys don't fit into the box that you think they should, that they can play that position. Cam Brown was one of the first. Shaka Toney is another one. The defensive tackles, he's moved in from defensive end. He wants to prove that Cam Brown can do it. But at 6'5", it's not what you usually see.
It's not, no. And I think that's probably the issue, Dustin, is that I think that he seems to have weight problems too, and it's not necessarily his fault. It's just the fact that, you know, his frame just doesn't necessarily add up to what they want. So I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what they do there. Koa Farmer was notably not mentioned, but I think he's a guy that is going to really, really come into his own this year. We saw him make some improvements last year. I think this is the year he shines. I think he has all Big Ten potential. I do.
Yeah, I think he's the leader, the veteran of that group. There's no you can step out of a shadow. Now, I know the one big one that you really like, Yetur Gross-Matos. Yep. To me, again, just like Castro-Fields, it said something to me that Penn State burnt the red shirt, because, you know, especially at defensive end, it's not something that they had usually done. Had they played a true freshman defensive end since he got here?
I don't think so.
Gross-Matos would have been the first, I think.
Yeah.
And, again, as a true freshman, doesn't matter how talented you are, you're just not really going to make a consistent impact as a true freshman. You saw him in flashes. You saw enough ability. I think he's got all the tools. As a high school prospect, I remember seeing how instinctive he was to get into the backfield, anticipating snaps and that kind of stuff. He can be a real game wrecker, and I think that starts now. I think that whole defensive end rotation falls under the breakout category.
Yep, I completely agree with you. I think Sean Spencer has a lot of pieces to work with, and that's good news. Obviously, the defensive tackle is a spot that is interesting, mostly because of the fact that you look at it and you say, okay, probably Winter, probably Givens, but then what? And I think you're going to need someone to jump out there too. Dustin, the guy that comes up over and over and over and over again, and Sean Spencer called him out on social media in a good way again on Monday morning, Antonio Shelton is a guy that I think maybe people forgot about a little bit. He played a little bit, not a ton, in 2017, and he was just a three-star recruit, and I think that maybe people forgot about him a little bit, but he is being mentioned enough by the coaching staff to make me think that he is the guy that could make a big jump this year as well.
He is the key to me in that defensive tackle rotation.
Yeah.
He's the guy that if you're going to feel good about your, as James Franklin put it, your 2.5 or 3 deep, you need somebody who's got a little bit of experience to take a step. And who cares about where he came from? The 3-star thing, especially the tackle spots. What do you think Parker Cothran and Curtis Cothran were?
Correct.
They've made a living with 3-star tackles. It's great that they've got more talented guys coming through. But right now, to solidify that rotation, if Shelton is as good as he is being advertised to be by the coaches, that is a big deal, because now you have three guys you can really count on and some others who you think have some upside. Hansard and Ellison Jordan, for example.
Right.
What about the guard competition? Because you have, I think, three guys who are all breakout contenders. Michael Mennett, who's been around the longest, former 5-star, CJ Thorpe, Mike Miranda, they're all in the mix for jobs. Not all of them will have jobs, obviously. There might only be one to go around, assuming Steven Gonzalez keeps anchoring one of those guard spots.
Does he? That's the question.
Yeah,
I don't know. I mean, I would think he's the leader in the clubhouse at this point, but they have a lot of guys that will be able to push for playing time. I think fans are expecting somebody to overtake Steven Gonzalez. I'm not really sure if that's going to happen, but I would probably give the nod to Mennett at this point if I was forced to make a pick for the replacement of Brendan Mann inside. It just seems to me like he's making the best strides of his career at this point. The longtime listener to this show will know how much we all liked him as a recruit, and I think it sounds like he's finally putting all the pieces together to get onto the field and follow through on the potential we saw when he was a recruit.
That's really big news, and these other two guys just give a high upside depth chart. You know, the Penn State hasn't really had an experience and high upside depth chart. They've got it now. You'll see it at the guard spots. All right, moving on. We're going to continue our series next, looking at the linebacker position, that depth chart. So stick around.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.
You trust AAA to work at every mile. But AAA doesn't just cover your car. They can also cover your home. AAA Home Insurance protects every square foot. And when you add AAA Home Insurance to AAA Auto Insurance, you get more protection and more savings. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent today or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA home insurance.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle and call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G, the name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for more than 70 years. Right now, you will get free gutters with your roof replacement from our friends at Long Roofing. Give them a call today for a free estimate on your roof at 844-405-LONG. That's 844-405-LONG.